blanket underneath the freeway as the evening sky grew dark. Took a sniff of Tonto from his cocaine, headed through Balboa Park, where the men in their Mercedes come nightly to implore. In the cool San Diego evening, the services of the border boys. But he grew up near the Zona Norte, where the hustlers and smugglers he hung out with swallowed their balloons of cocaine and brought them across to the 12th Street Street. Sleeping in a shelter, if the night got too cold, running from the migrant of the Border Patrol. Past the salvage yard, across the train tracks, and in through the storm grain, they stretch their blankets out beneath the freeway, and each one took a name. There was X-Men and coaches, spiders, sneakers covered in Tijuana River mud. They come north to California, end up with the poison in their blood. He did what he had to for the money. Sometimes he sent home what he could spare. The rest went to high-top sneakers and Tonto and jeans like the Gavachos wear. One night the Border Patrol swept 12th Street. A big car come fast down the boulevard. Spider stood caught in its headlights, got hit and went down hard. As the car sped away, Spider held his stomach limp to his blanket neath the underpass. Lie there tasting his own blood on his tongue, closed his eyes and listened to the cars rushing by so fast. I grew up in a house where there really wasn't a whole lot of culture or talk about, you know, what novels you read or films you saw. The first thing I remember was my mother having the radio on in the kitchen in the morning. And I'd come down and I'd listen to all those singer voices, and I heard sort of a secret message. And it said, there's a party going on. You're missing it, little boy. And there was always so much pain and happiness and possibility. And it was the sound of a life that you didn't know existed, but you felt was out there. And I went searching for it and found it in a lot of other things, too. But that was the first thing that had a lot of impact on me. I think the next thing was a friend of mine showed me John Ford's Grapes of Wrath. And basically I remember sitting there at the end of the credits and thinking, that's what I want to do. I want to do some work that means something and finds its way into people's lives. And I think that there was a question that was asked in the novel and in the film that is something that we ask ourselves every day and answer by the choices we make in our behavior. Was the idea was if salvation can be individual, if there's such a thing as individual salvation? Lord, does our faith all sort of rise and fall together in some fashion? And even though we live in a world where evil men are rewarded and good men fall every day, that there's some place where that all of that is measured, some place inside of us, and that it matters. It matters. And I heard just something heroic, and I saw something heroic in the film and in the idea of people risking what they had for an idea that was bigger than they were, and that somehow that was worth doing. And there's a scene at the end of the film where it sort of hits it on the head, where Tom Joad has killed a security guard, has killed a friend of his, and he's got to tell his mother that he has to leave the family now after she's lost her home and come thousands of miles and they have nothing. She's going to lose her son now. But that scene is set up by this dance. It's a lovely dance where people are holding each other out on the dance floor. And the faces are very beautiful. And I always thought that that was John Ford holding out the possibility of beauty in a brutal world, and that that beauty is useful and is powerful, has power. And because where there's beauty, there's hope, and where there's hope, there's faith and some sort of divine love or whatever you like to call it, you know. So after that dance, Tom goes in, wakes his mother, and they step out under the dark trees. And he says, I gotta go now. And she says, I know this day would come, but how am I gonna know if you're alive? How am I gonna know if you're well? He says, well, all I know is I gotta go out. I gotta kick around and see what's wrong and see if there's something I can do about it. And you'll see me, because I'll be in that darkness that surrounds you when you're sleeping at night, Mom. And wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever men are yelling because they're angry, and wherever kids are, the sound of them laughing when they come in and they know that there's food on the table and that they got a home and they're protected, is, well, I'll be there. I'll be there, so you'll see me. And he disappears out into the night. And next morning, Joes are heading north for work, and the father says, what are we going to do without Tommy? And the mother says, well, we're going to keep going. So this is a song about the way people keep going even after the world deals its harshest blows and reveals itself. How people fall back on love and faith and ultimately on one another. That's all there is. So I'd like to also say, esta es una canción de amor, esperanza y fe que dedico para mis amigos que hablan español.